Hello and welcome to this edition of the Managers Essentials podcast. I'm here with Gavin today from our Staff Learning and Development team. He's also one of our wellbeing coaches, and we're going to be talking about wellbeing and the performance and development review. So Gavin, if we can we just start with the performance and development review process here at the university? What's it for and why do we ask people to do it?
Sure, no problem. And thank you very much for inviting me again. The PNDL process, I think, is one of the most crucial elements that we have in order to really share conversations around performance. It happens roughly every year, but actually the regular conversations which fall out of that annual conversation is a great platform to not only to talk about performance and how people are getting on with work, but also wider than that in terms of asking about other stuff, generally how people are getting on.
Okay, so I think in the performance review process, we've got a form and we've got questions that are on that form that people need to fill in. We don't currently say you must have a wellbeing conversation with people, but why do you think a manager might want to include it in the performance and development review?
I think because wellbeing affects everything. And it allows an opportunity to a platform to actually raise discussions about it. Some people may be concerned about sometimes raising issues around well-being, whereas if you feed it in with other conversations, other questions, and other aspects about team members' work life, and then extended to life generally, it provides a decent way in.
What do you think, and particularly reflecting on your role as well as in SRD but as a wellbeing coach, what do you think the role of the manager is in wellbeing generally, their key responsibilities?
I think it's huge, and I think it's crucial. Managers have responsibility and need to check in with their team members regularly, definitely initiate conversations around wellbeing. And not only that, but line managers are in a really good position, a really decent position to identify any kind of wellbeing issues. You're in contact with these people on possibly a day-to-day basis, at least on a regular basis. And also, they can actually influence factors that can impact on somebody's wellbeing within the workplace generally. So there's workload, for example, and even noticing stress levels, changes in behaviour. Is definitely a key one to look out for. In fact, recent research suggests that management style itself can have a massive impact on well-being. And taking into consideration of that is quite important. Who, as a line manager, do you show up at work? Who are you at work? And what kind of impact does that have on people around you?
Absolutely. I suppose for some people, if they were in a PNDR conversation, you're talking about well-being, and they disclosed a well-being issue the manager wasn't aware of, that might be a difficult situation if a manager hasn't dealt with that before. What should somebody do if a well-being issue is disclosed to them?
Don't panic. Don't be afraid. If somebody's disclosing something to you, I think it's a privilege and treat it as such. There's loads of stuff that you can do in terms of the actual time at that point. Don't feel as if you need to provide an answer to everything straight away, because sometimes we don't have all the answers, because different situations are different for different people. Be quite honest, take that away, and make sure that you come back with any information or answers that you promised to do so. Or on the other end of that particular conversation, maybe the other person just wants somebody to talk to, and that's absolutely fine. But if you are going away with stuff, there is a mountain of advice and resources around there for you. You can always go to your HR partner with some of the serious stuff, but on the Management Essentials, which, by the way, is an amazing resource for all kinds of stuff, there's a range of other content about specific health conditions. The most important thing is to ask the person what they feel they need in that given situation. If they don't know, then it's supporting them to find out what that might be. If it's anything to do with, say, mental health, not only does the HR partner is a really good resource, as I've mentioned, but also Mind has a decent website to go to.
Brilliant. And of course, our own occupational health services can help.
Absolutely.
As well. Wellbeing is one of these things, isn't it? Sometimes if people are experiencing a wellbeing issue, there's a mixture of factors that could be in there. It could be something that's related to work, or it might be something that's completely external to work. if it's external, do you still think it's the right thing for a manager to discuss these issues?
Yeah, because external stuff can have an impact on internal stuff and workload and stress levels. I think it's important not to be afraid of having the conversation, but also not being afraid of having all the answers, because you don't need to have all the answers. Sometimes it is a case of signposting and being okay with that. But I suppose what's not okay is to ignore the situation and not have the conversation.
Sure. You mentioned signposting there. What help is available that managers can point people to?